Yeah, come here, good girl. Okay, greetings and welcome to the various types of sales funnels that you're going to see and that you're going to be building. And this is going to give you a little bit further, a little bit deeper background into what logistical actions are happening throughout the process of a sales funnel. So let's just dive right in because I think it'll help to actually see what I'm talking about. So the basic opt-in sales funnel sort of goes like this. You start with an opt-in. And the opt-in is for a free whatever you want, ebook, video, you name it, right? So after somebody clicks on the yes, I want it, then they opt into your list and you collect their email address. Now, this goes down here, as you can see, follow the kind of arrow here, and they will start getting emails. Okay, email one, email two, email three. And this can go on for 100 emails, it can go on for 500 emails. But they're going to start getting emails, and these emails are going to be sending them to this page here, which is the order page, which is the come buy my stuff thing. Okay, so, but once they opt in, logistically, what they'll see on their screen is a thank you page. This page says, hey, thanks for checking out our page. Thanks for taking interest. Now, take action. And get access to this incredible product that we're offering. And then the call to action page, they actually go through, click add to cart, and purchase the product. This is a very basic, I mean, this is the most basic of all basic sales funnels, and it's pretty standard in terms of what you're gonna see in our industry. So, the multi-product sales funnel. So, this is really where it starts. You start to add in different offers, new. It gets a little bit more complex, but it really dials in. And if you can start to master different multi-product sales funnels and make it a little bit more advanced, what you'll find is that the different level, well, here, let's just get into it. So first is the opt-in. Okay, again, that's the opt-in. Now, the tripwire sales page is a little trick. So a tripwire sales page is rather than just a freebie thing, instead what you're doing is you're inviting them to pay a small fee, say a dollar or say $7 or whatever it is, a very small amount, a $7 intro offer. This is a tripwire. Now this is usually for a product that on average would cost $197 or something. So you turn it into a no-brainer. That's what this tripwire is. It's a no-brainer offer that, of course, $7, of course. But here's the gist of it. On the back end, what we know is these people are going to be about 100 times more likely to purchase something upwards of $500, $1,000+ from you if they commit an action of $7. That's why the tripwire is so great, okay? Now, then they're going to be sent to the core offer sales page. Buy, buy, buy. Now that's, you know, $197, $297, $500, whatever it is, a little higher, a little more expensive. And so, yep, I want it. Let's do it. I want it. I want the $97 offer. And then you have an additional upsell, like another one-time offer for, let's say, another $197. So now all in, we're $7, $104. We're almost $300, a little over $300 into this whole thing by the time we get here to the product access page. And it all started with a little $7 tripwire. Okay, so you still have the emails going out. Again, you still have your email sequence happening. And by the time they get to the product access page, you know, they have the potential of being $300 in. That's the beauty of a multi-product sales funnel. Now, a webinar sales funnel is a little bit different. The webinar sales funnel starts with a registration to a webinar link. So I'm hosting a free 30-minute training on how to be a great parent, or I'm hosting a 30-minute training on how to start your own coffee shop, or whatever it is. And they get a confirmation page. Maybe they get a freebie. You could throw in a little free webinar workbook or something like we saw in a previous module, webinar workbook or something like that. But you give them the access link to get in, And then once they get into the webinar, you craft an offer and you craft an offer and you say buy now, buy now, buy now, and you send them over to purchase. So what you're doing there is you're getting new lead flow to attend a webinar, and it's a free offer. So rather than doing a lead magnet, you're doing a webinar. So you're giving value in the form of a live webinar or a recorded webinar. And on that, you're selling a product, let's say $100 or let's say $400 or $500. On webinars, you can typically sell for a little bit more because it's live, it's exciting, there's engagement. It's one of the best ways to sell online. Then we have the free book funnel. So the free book funnel is a free book order page. Now let's just say you require them to pay $9.95 for shipping and handling, but it's essentially you get a free copy of my book. And then you boost them right over after they get that to a sales page. And then again, you have your upsell offers and the product access page. So these are all, you can see there's similarities along the way and there's different things you can build into this. But in general, this is kind of the free book funnel. Now, this can be a written book that you've written, say it's 50 pages, say it's 150 pages. What you're doing there is you're cementing yourself with a free book funnel. You're cementing your brand into their physical world. There is a really cool thing. If you do most of your business online, consider this. Because when a package actually shows up in somebody's mailbox, when they get a package and it has your free little book in there and it's 85 pages and you're on the front cover, and this shows up into somebody's, into your ideal prospect's hands, and they look at it and it feels nice and it looks nice, there is a difference. That is a noticeable difference than if they get a free little ebook. Everybody's got the free ebook, right? But there is a moment where, and you might think I'm getting a little crazy here, but when the skin, when their hands, the skin, their cells touch your physical product, right? There's so much scammy marketing out there. There's so much weird, just kind of blah marketing out there that when you cement yourself as a real presence with a physical thing in someone's hands, it's powerful. It cuts through all of the noise of various different online marketers and stuff, and it really, really taps into the DNA of your prospects. So, all right. A membership funnel. Let's keep moving. So a membership funnel is where maybe you sell a coaching club, maybe you sell whatever it is. Coaching club is really common, or maybe it's just like a Facebook marketers, insiders, or something like that. Or you have a free little video. Okay, so you have a free video here with your email address to submit, and that's the opt-in. Then what you typically do, and this is what we recommend, is a $1 trial. You give away a bunch of value for a dollar and let them in for a dollar, okay? And basically what you say is you get 30 days free, well, not free, but you get it for a dollar. And that's big because you're committing them to an action. They have to pull out their credit card to do it. So you charge them a dollar, and then after 30 days, they are actually upsold on... They actually get charged the full price in the membership. So say you're running Facebook ads for your $97 per month coaching club, and you sell it initially for a dollar, right? They're going to be billed then $97 on the second month, right? And then so what you can do throughout this whole entire thing is once they get to the checkout and it's $1, this is how you actually start to generate cash flow really quickly for your coaching club is. You give them a one-time offer and you give them, say, 10, well, what you would give them is basically 1 to 2 months free. So you would say, you can get 1 to 2 months totally free. You could even give away 3 months free access if you pay all 12 months up front, right? So you can get 12 months today for the cost of 9 months, as opposed to paying over and over and over again each month. Pay all 12 months in advance and you'll get a year's access and it's at a discounted rate, but you're only going to see this page once. And that's how to create scarcity. And then after that, obviously they are into the members area. So that's a little bit behind the membership funnel. The one-time annual upsell is a really big one where you can create some good cash flow upfront very quickly. So Okay, so the product launch funnel, here's kind of what we got going on. So this always starts with an opt-in, and what you're doing is, so say that you're launching, your 18 secrets to Facebook marketing or something like that. I'm just kind of giving a generic product name, but your 18 secrets to Facebook marketing. Okay, so here's just a quick example. You start with an opt-in. The product launch funnel starts with an opt-in. And again, always note that you're going to your emails. The people are always going to your emails. Now, what's happening is you're going to have kind of a lineup, and this can be two videos, it can be eight videos, it can be whatever. But these videos, this content, is ultimately counting down the days to your product release, right? So imagine that we have three videos. Okay, so we have three videos. This is going to start about 4 days before the product actually releases, and you're going to say, coming in 4 days, coming in, or I guess coming in 3 days, coming in 2 days, coming tomorrow in 1 day, we're launching, we're going live. And what you're doing throughout this is you're also emailing. So you're emailing your people, and here's what you basically do is you just say, and this is gonna go live, and the first 10 people are gonna get, XYZ price, half off. So if it's, say you're selling a $100 product, first 10 people are gonna get it for $50. And then after the first 10, it goes up to $75, and then it goes to full price, something like that. I don't love discounting. What I tend to do, or what I would recommend, is stacking value rather than discounting. So the first 10 people are going to get, these three bonuses. The next 10, whatever it is. So the next five people, or whatever it is. So stacking bonuses in, but essentially, what you're doing is you're counting down the days to when it actually releases, and then you open up the official sales video. Video four is your sales video, and that sells the product. Okay, so between the emails and the actual videos themselves, the emails are really how you're pointing people to all of these videos, to all of this content, and getting them to actually order the products. So that's the product launch funnel. Very powerful. And if you do this right, if you do this right with the emails, you can create an incredible flurry of sales through the product launch funnel. Okay. Now, the invisible sales funnel, this is a cool one, and I highly recommend using this one when you have existing customers. This is when this is most powerful, is when you have existing customers. And essentially, this has been thrown out by a few different marketers over the years. Russell Brunson's one person who's really made this famous, but you have a paid webinar sales page. Okay, so imagine that you have, let's just say you have 5,000 people on your email list, or let's just say you have 500 people on your email list, and you send out a series of emails. Let's say you send out four emails, and you're driving them to a webinar. So you have a little sales video guy here, and you're saying, I'm gonna charge $97 for my live webinar training on Google pay-per-click advertising, or whatever it is, right? And this live webinar training is gonna be 2 hours of incredible value. Click here to order. And they're actually gonna pay to attend the webinar. They're gonna pay right away. There's no opt-in, there's no nothing. It's straight on, they're paying to attend. And then on the webinar, you're also going to have a special offer for the people who paid $97. So maybe that's a 5K coaching, right? I'll do everything for you. I'll run your ads for you. 5K coaching. Okay, something like that. So that's the invisible sales funnel. Again, that one tends to work when you have a little more credibility, when you're a little deeper in the game and you have a following, there's people there. But you start with the paid webinar sales page, you take them immediately to the actual webinar to the customers, and then to the offer page. So that's what we have for the various types of sales funnels. Let's head on over to the next video.